This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Authorities in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, Monday said it's being targeted once again in an attack Monday, and at least one key facility has been hit. Associated Press correspondent Charles Deledesma reports.
City officials say more than 20 Iranian-made drones were detected over the capital's airspace, and at least 15 were shot down. The region's governor, Alexei Kuleba, posted on Telegram some infrastructure facilities were damaged, as well as private houses, and at least two people were injured. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko has added explosions were heard in two districts, but there were no immediate casualties reported, and emergency services are working in the area. For some time, Russia's been targeting energy infrastructure, including in Kyiv, as part of a strategy to try to freeze Ukrainians. I'm Charles Deledesma.
The Joint Expeditionary Force, a group of 10 Northern European countries led by Britain, meeting in Riga, Latvia Monday, pledged continued support for Ukraine in its fight against the Russian invasion. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the meeting via video link and confirmed the drone attacks in Kyiv in the pre-dawn hours Monday. Zelensky repeated to officials the urgent need for more air defenses for Ukraine. He said a 100% air shield for Ukraine would be one of the most successful steps against the Russian aggression. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak pledged another $2.8 billion in support for Ukraine at the meeting. He said another priority should continue to degrade Russia's capacity to regroup and resupply, which means going after its supply chains and removing international support, particularly that of Iran. Associated Press is reporting Russian warships set off Monday to take part in joint naval drills with China, an exercise that showcases increasingly close defense ties between the two countries as they face tensions from the United States. The Russian Defense Ministry said the Varag missile cruiser, Marshal Shapochnikov destroyer, and two corvettes of Russia's Pacific Fleet were taking part in the maneuvers. This is VOA News. Jury selection is expected to get underway Monday in the trial of several members of the extremist group the Proud Boys for their alleged roles in the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Associated Press correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Former Proud Boys National Chairman Enrique Tarrio and four of his lieutenants are charged with seditious conspiracy, but their defense attorneys deny that their clients planned or led the attack on the Capitol. Prosecutors say Tarrio was not in Washington on January 6, 2021, but was the leader of the conspiracy to stop the transfer of power from Donald Trump to Joe Biden. If convicted, Tarrio and the other defendants could face up to 20 years in prison. Donna Porter, Washington.
Taiwan's government has opened a probe into the Chinese-owned social media platform TikTok on suspicion it's illegally operating a subsidiary on the island, though the company's owner denied the accusation. Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reports.
Taiwan's Liberty Times newspaper reported TikTok's owner ByteDance had set up the subsidiary to tout for business. The report said that would break Taiwanese law that Chinese social media platforms cannot have commercial operations on the island. Authorities have confirmed they discovered a suspected breach of the law and said there was a high risk of the Chinese government collecting users' personal information. ByteDance denied the accusation. Taiwan has banned a wide range of Chinese business operations, from social media platforms to its highly valued chip manufacturing industry. TikTok is not widely used on the island, but is growing in popularity among the youth, according to market research firms. Taiwan has long complained China uses social media to spread disinformation on the island, Beijing claims, as its own territory.
That's Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reporting. Users of the social network Twitter voted Monday to oust controversial owner Elon Musk as CEO in a poll he organized and promised to honor just weeks after he took charge of the social media giant. A total of 57.5% of the more than 17 million Twitter accounts voted for him to step down. Musk, who also is chief of car maker Tesla and rocket firm SpaceX, has not yet responded. He took over Twitter October 27th and has repeatedly courted controversy, firing half of its staff, readmitting previously banned far-right figures to the platform, banning journalists who covered him, and trying to charge for previously free services. Analysts have also pointed out that the price of Tesla stock has slumped by one-third since the Twitter takeover. In discussions with users after posting his latest poll, Musk claimed that he had no successor in mind and renewed his warnings the platform could be headed for bankruptcy. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is the VOA.